Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's check in on the twins. Twinning with Sissany.
Well, welcome to another episode of Twinning with Sissany. It's Sissany and producer Erica.
Hello.
So lots to talk about today, especially because I feel like it's been a minute since I did a podcast. Did we miss last week?
We missed last week.
Here's what happened, guys. I went to New York and I did the podcast before I went to New York. I got back from New York and I was just not myself.
You got back from New York and you had like a day, and that's what it was. Weekend, and then yeah,
I got back from New York on the day that I usually would have done my podcast, and so I was just like,
"It's just a no-go sometimes."
Peace, it's not happening. So this is going to be your Thanksgiving podcast because I probably won't do it next week.
Oh, I already know you're not doing one next week.
You know what? At least I keep it real.
Yeah.
But I have so much to talk about today, yeah. And let's start with something that I saw online, Bodie and Morgan Miller.
Mm-hmm.
So for people that don't know, Bodie was the Olympian.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
He was a skier, right?
Skier.
I'm pretty sure.
But that's still an Olympian.
No, I know. Yeah. I was just trying to remember exactly what he did, but.
Yeah, and so they just welcomed identical twin boys, mm-hmm. which I think is so amazing. So big congratulations to them. They have gone through so much in the past few years. Yeah. If the name sounds familiar, you're like, wait a minute, Miller, it's because they lost their daughter, Emmeline. What was her name, right?
Yeah.
Emmeline Greer. She died tragically drowning, I think it was June of 2018. Mm-hmm. I remember Aza and Maxon were 2 months old.
Yes.
And I remember seeing the story on the news and being like, I can't even imagine. And she actually drowned at 19 months, which is how old Aza and Maxon are right now.
Oh.
And it's just frightening. And so I want to just take this time right now on this platform to remind parents of just how important it is for your kids to know how to swim.
Right.
And without getting too much into it, but Morgan Miller, so the wife,
mm-hmm.
She started this like organization, right? Or like a swim class.
Movement. Yeah, no, I think it's like a full, yeah.
With another mom mm-hmm. who lost their kids. And so if you've seen those videos of babies being thrown in the water and then they learn to like float onto their backs so that they can float up, that she's kind of like a pioneer for that movement.
Yeah.
Because, and there's a lot of controversy with that because some moms think like, oh my God, it's so dramatic. Like, well, there's no need.
Right.
But it could save your kid's life. And unfortunately, I didn't do this with Aza and Maxon, but I wish I would have known about it maybe sooner.
Because it
would
have had to be earlier.
Yeah, I think you had to do it when they were like little. You think you can start as early as 4 months or 5 months,
oh my
maybe
gosh.
Six. So anyways, I need to get them in swim class. And so it's definitely happening. I'm going to probably utilize some time off that I have next month. There's one nearby my house. And so I really got to just get that going, even though they're young. I mean, you think like, oh, I don't need to start until they're three or four.
But
that's if you have eyes on your kid at all times. And unfortunately, in their situation, it was the neighbor's house.
Right.
So they weren't even there. And it's heartbreaking to think about, but I can't even imagine. But my parents have a pool.
So many people have
pools. And they don't, you know what I mean? It's like they, and my both sets of parents, Michael's parents have a pool.
Yeah.
We have a pool, but our pool fortunately is on a whole different level of our backyard.
The way your backyard is set up is great.
So my backyard, our pool is completely gated off. Like, so Aza and Maxon could not get up there.
They probably don't even know that's up
for
there.
Many years. So I'm fortunate in that case, but that doesn't mean that I'm like in the clear, you know? It's like now that we have the holidays coming up, we are going to our in-laws' house and my parents' house for mm-hmm. the holidays. And I was actually just talking to my parents the other day about putting the gate up. And I was like, you guys need to put the gate up. Because even it's just like, Maxon knows how to open doors now. And so
they're both running around like crazy.
It takes a split second
right.
for a tragic accident like that to happen. So anyways, I don't want to bring everybody down. But that is just kind of the background of them. And they have other kids, right?
Yeah,
they have
two other boys.
Two other boys. And now they have twin boys that were born on November 8th. So it's been a few weeks. And their names are nothing.
They don't have names.
So what is their reasoning for this? Why are they not naming their children yet?
They just can't decide. So they're like not agreeing on names. And obviously all their kids, so they have Easton, Edward, and then they had Emmeline. So all their kids are E's. So maybe they're struggling to find two E boy names.
Right. Yeah, I could say that. I love the name Easton.
I mean, our coworker, Easton.
I know we have a coworker named Easton. I mean, if you listen to other podcasts, you probably even know Easton. Yeah. He has quite a following.
Yeah.
And yeah, Easton was actually a name I was really trying to pitch to Michael when we were thinking of a name for Maxon.
Was it weird? Because you're like, I know people named Easton.
I didn't think it was weird because I was considering Easton and I was considering Dimitri. And
two of our coworkers.
I know. But yeah, and Michael couldn't get past it. He was just like, no, man, they're like your coworkers. Who cares?
I don't think I could get past it either.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I guess, to me, I have a weird thing with names. So like I could never have dated a guy that had like the same name as my dad or my brother.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
So I draw the line there.
Right.
But for kids, it's like I would name somebody if I worked with that person and I like their name. Like, I would be honored if somebody told me they named their daughter Sissany.
It's going to be me. Just kidding. I cannot have a daughter named Sissany. She'd be like, how?
By the way, I have to just share this with everybody because I want people to have sympathy for me. I have a blueberry stuck in my tooth.
What?
Or a blueberry seed or blueberry skin or blueberry something. It's been in there for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, you ate breakfast a long time ago.
It's so annoying, Erica. Like, I don't know what to do.
All right. And so as you listen to this show, just think of how miserable you are.
It's my back left top molar area.
Wow.
Okay. Envision that.
With Maxon, though, didn't you almost not have a boy name by the time you got to the hospital?
Yo, we didn't have his name. We got to the hospital and he could have been Oric.
Oric. I'm really glad you didn't go
He could have
Oric.
Been Emmerich.
That sounds like Limerick.
He could have been Alex.
Okay.
Alex was a top contender.
Yeah, that one I did.
Michael's younger brother is Alex.
Right.
Michael's middle name is Alexander.
Oh, interesting.
I know. His parents are so funny. So, like, it's Michael Alexander, and then they had his sister. They named her Michelle. Her middle name's Diane. I don't know why.
Okay.
Somebody, family relative or something. And then they named his brother Alex, and I actually don't know what his middle name is. But
is it Alex or Alexander, his brother's name?
That's a good question.
Because if it's Alexander, that's even weirder.
I think it's just Alex. Okay. I don't think it's Alexander.
That's funny.
Anyway, so Alex was a very special name, per se. But I was torn with Alex because I always thought his whole life he's going to be like, is it Alex? No, it's Alex.
Yes.
And that would have been like the whole thing. It was Alex with an E.
Right.
And there's really no like reason for it except for it was just different.
And it sounds cool.
It sounds kind of cool. Yeah. I really wanted an X. I knew I was obsessed with like X's, Z's. All that jazz. So, picking a name is super hard. We decided on Maxon 30 minutes before he was born.
Like, in there, you're about to get, like, numbed up.
Yeah, right before the epidural, we were like, I'm making this decision with a clear head because I don't want to make it when I'm on drugs, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine. And maybe this is why they waited. Maybe they didn't have their names. And then once they were in the hospital, like,
they weren't in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Baby came at home.
Stop it.
And their midwife was stuck in traffic, and Bodhi had to help deliver. It's not even on
Both
the page.
Both babies?
The twins, yeah.
I guess just one wouldn't stay in there.
Yeah. So that's crazy on its own.
I would love to talk to them.
Okay, let me find them. Let me track them down.
Work your magic.
I actually
prove your producer groove.
I know that we have a coworker who knows someone who knows them. So maybe
how fitting would it be for this podcast?
Very twinning at home.
Oh my gosh, that is insane. Yeah. I mean, home birth stories fascinate me.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk to that guy who had a baby on the 405?
Yeah.
So 405 is a major freeway here in California. If you're listening from out of a different state, It's in all the SNL jokes. It's like whenever people make fun of traffic or just talk about the freeway, everyone's just like, oh, the 405, it's a mess. So anyways, it was just like, imagine having been pulled over and delivering a baby, this firefighter and his wife.
Like, thank goodness he was a firefighter.
I know, that's another thing.
Or like,
I know.
I don't know.
I panic in emergency situations. I'm not great. Like when Aza cut her eye a few months ago and it was starting to bleed and the blood got in her eyeball, I like started crying hysterically. I was crying harder than she was, and she was looking at me like, wait a minute, what? Should I cry?
Michael's
like,
I'm crying.
Michael's like, get out of here. Go in a different room. You're making it worse.
You're banished.
I know. So, well, congratulations to Bodie and Morgan Miller, who have welcomed their twin boys, identical twin boys, which I think is so cute.
I know, and, you know, maybe someday we'll find out what their name is.
And maybe, yes, maybe someday we will. And you know what? Take your time.
They don't know right now anyway.
If they're baby A and baby B, it doesn't really matter. All they do is poop, sleep, and eat.
Yeah.
And that's all that your life is going to be for the next few months. So my heart, like, it breaks and it's so warm at the same time for them because I just feel like they've been through so much. And
then to have twins.
Yeah. It's such a blessing. Mm-hmm. So big congrats to them. Speaking of twins, this podcast is.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of twins, literally always, but that's okay.
Literally always. No, I brought this up the other day and I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but then I got reassured that I'm crazy, kind of.
No, you're not crazy. It's just an interesting topic.
All right. So I have boy-girl twins.
Yes.
I'm starting all of our toys that we have for Aza and Maxon, I would say 80% of them, maybe even 90% of them are gender neutral.
Yeah.
Like I don't have much pink. I don't have much blue. It's like reds and greens and like all colors.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. There's a few things, like they have little play guitars and one's even teal and one's red. Like, so it's not like.
Yeah, they have the little play horses.
Yes.
One's a unicorn, one's
a
not.
Horse.
Yeah.
So I don't, and Aza has a few baby dolls, but Maxon plays with them too. So I'm not trying to like separate girl toys versus boy toys, but it got me kind of just like wondering and thinking about when it comes to movies, because we just subscribed to Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And. Which is amazing, by the way.
Has everything you'll ever need.
It's like more for me than them at this point. And I played Cinderella the other day. And I'm like, well, you go through the movies and it's like Cinderella, Pocahontas, Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
They're all, it seems like they're geared towards.
They're female leads.
Yes, sort of speak. Anyway.
In a cartoon form.
Yeah. And obviously that's kind of like changed throughout and evolved throughout the years.
Right.
But Cinderella was made in 1952.
Right.
So times were different back then.
Yes.
It's very much the epitome of what we don't teach our children these days.
Wait for the man to come save you.
Yes, and the glass slipper and all that BS. But, you know, they're classics. And I want my kids to, like, watch these movies. And,
totally.
I played it, and they both were interested for the first, like, 15 minutes. And then Maxon was over it. And Aza almost watched the whole thing. Like, she was glued. Like, she was into it. And does it start now? Like, does it start now? Like, differentiate? There you go.
I got you.
Of like, their gender, you know, essentially.
Yeah, so, do you think that if you had put on more of, like Cars or something, that Maxon would have been into it?
Yeah, you know what? I haven't tried Cars in a long... I remember Michael put it on, like, a few months ago, but I think they were still too young.
Yeah, they didn't even, like, know what a car was.
I don't think they really understood. So... Yeah, we're barely just now introducing more screen time, per se, because they're getting a little older. And maybe, I don't know. But
you should try it.
But Aza also plays with Maxon's cars and his trucks and all that stuff. So.
And also, Cars is an excellent film, I would like to point out. I loved that movie
when
I was, like, a little younger. I'm still old.
The fact that you were a child when that movie came out scares me.
I wasn't a child, but I was in middle school, I think.
Yeah, so you're like in that weird in-between stage where you're like, I'm old, but I still want to watch those Disney
movies.
Yeah, but
like my dad took me to go see it. So. it is. I mean, it's not like you do any of it intentionally, but do you feel like it just happens naturally? Like if you're buying two of something, you like.
Yeah, if I'm buying two of something, I try to get something that's more kind of girly for Aza and then a little bit more boyish for Maxon. But then they don't care. Like, so like Aza has a pink play phone and he has a blue one and she always plays with his and he plays with hers and it doesn't like the color doesn't matter to them
right
now. I don't think they understand. They don't get it. I don't know when you understand that when you go to preschool or they start.
Honestly, maybe even later.
Yeah.
Because like if it's your favorite color, it's your favorite color kind of thing.
It's funny because she tends to always reach for bluish type things.
That's
like, so like I have the pink unicorn rocking horse and Maxon's is the teal one and she always grabs the teal one.
Maybe she loves blue.
I know. It's just it's so fascinating to see literally these human beings
learn everything.
Learn everything.
Yeah.
And seeing stuff through their eyes and watching them, and just, it's like, it's the coolest experience ever to be a parent, and a twin parent at that, because you just have this like advantage of, unfortunately, comparing them sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's just nice to, I don't know. People come up to me and they're like, "Wow, your twins are so well behaved." And I'm like, I think about it and I was like, they kind of are. Like, I know
they
that every parent
so well behaved.
I know every parent like brags about their kids, you know, but
no, but I brag about your kids for you. When, like, people would be like, "Oh my gosh, her twins." Like, if you're, you know, talking to right. other people, and I'm like, "Dude, these are like the chillest kids in the world."
I don't know. We've tried to expose them to as much as possible at a young age.
Yeah.
I mean, for like, we took them to the freaking World Series when they were 4 months old. Like, random stuff like that. They've been to NFL games already. Like, they've
been around people since the day they were born.
Oh yeah, and passed around. And yeah. I mean, that sounds bad, but you know what I mean.
No, yeah.
But like, and they have their attachments. It's like, they're super attached to the nanny. They're super attached to me. If there's like a
form. Yeah, if I walk in the door, they like, they want nothing to do with me
at first.
And then they warm up.
And then they warm up, which is good, I guess. Yeah. Stranger danger in a weird way.
True.
But no, it's just it's interesting. Like, going to a restaurant with them and like and. Having them sit in their high chairs. And they're like, "My kid would never sit in the high chair. We have to like play with them outside and then order the food. And when the food comes, and when we put them back in the high chair, and it's like a whole routine and we swap this."
Awful.
I know. And I'm like, I think because, and maybe a twin parents can relate to this, I think because there's two of them.
Yeah.
And they're the same age. And like, one sees that the other one's in the high chair. Then it's like, True. Okay, well, Maxon's in, then I guess I'll stay in too. Like, it's not like a.
Also, isn't it a little bit training?
Yeah.
And just teaching them that, like, when mom and dad sit down at the table, you sit down at the table.
Yeah. I mean, we do make it a point to eat together as much as we can. Yeah. And now that Michael's work has kind of, like, died down a little bit, we have, like, those family dinners or family moments, especially on the weekends, and we all sit together. And yeah. Asa's always the first one to raise her hand and go, "Off." Let's get out. Off. She wants to get out of her high chair. And it'll be, like, right when we are eating, and I'm like, "You have to wait. You have to wait." And she'll sit there and she'll wait. She'll fuss a little bit and kick and scream a little bit, but for the most part, she understands.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a work in progress, but
that's also adorable.
Yeah. I think it's funny because I think she got that from us telling the dogs off from the couch.
Like, she's like, "Well, if they don't want them up there, then off must mean that I get to get out of here."
I know. I taught her raise her hand. So I taught her, like, when she wants to get out of the high chair, raise her hand.
Oh, my God.
She just added the off, like, I don't know, a few weeks ago. And she's off.
Just so off. Cute. Hearing her fully say "mommy" the other day, I was this is an adult.
I need to record it. It's
you really
so
do.
Cute. I know. Now it's like getting to the point where I'm like videotaping everything like a psycho
Asa,
mom.
Can you say this?
Yeah. She's like, "I'm not your puppet."
Yeah.
So anyways, well-behaved kids, cross your...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Fingers that they stay like this, but as my pediatrician said, we're about to enter the terrible twos, and I'm literally don't know what to expect.
Good luck.
Good luck. Bye.
I'll see you next year.
Yeah. I'm going to be at Sunday brunch and you will not be.
That's true. I do that.
Oh, enjoy it. Enjoy the Sunday brunches.
I know.
That is probably the one thing I miss about being babyless.
Yeah.
Is the Sunday fun days. Is the wake up, go to brunch, drink champagne.
I don't even do Sunday fun day.
Right. You do Saturday.
But I can do Saturday fun day and not have to worry about anyone or anything.
Yeah.
And that is my greatest blessing in life right now.
We try to do like our own version of Sunday fun days because obviously we're like basically on house arrest at home.
Right.
But then we feel guilty of not getting the kids out and doing something or going to the park. So we basically just created this park in our backyard now.
There you go.
They have a slide. They have a clubhouse. They have swings, which I'll get to in a minute.
Yes.
Because I know that a lot of you on Instagram were asking me about the swings.
That's all people want from you right now.
So it's official. Like, Aza and Maxon are toddlers. They're gonna be closer to two next month than they have been this entire time, because they're gonna be 19 months on December 2nd. It's insane to think about. We already set up the potty.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The guest bathroom, which is essentially their bathroom. And Aza is ready. Aza will tell us when she has poop.
Wow.
She does not like to be dirty. But she only does it with poop. I think she like sits in the pee. Like, she doesn't care about that.
But she doesn't feel it much.
She literally comes up and she goes, she grabs like her butt, like with her hand. She goes, poop.
Oh my gosh.
Poop. So we take her, we clean her. But she tells us after the fact. So
yeah.
Someone told me that that's a sign. Our pediatrician actually was like, that's one of the first signs of her being potty trained. And she said, introduce the potty, have her sit on it. And if they don't want it, don't force it.
Yeah.
And that's it. And she said, try it every hour. And I'm like, every hour?
Have you started doing this yet?
No, ma'am.
No way.
It's like a game. All she wants to do is get on and get off. She wants to just like climb it like a toy. Like, she doesn't understand that it's the potty. And so then she almost gets mad when we just get we're like, okay, you're not doing anything. So we're leaving the bathroom right now. And then she'll like throw a fit because she wants to sit there and play with the toilet.
And you're like, let's not teach you that this is where you play.
No. So we decided to do one of those like ladder seats that go on the toilet itself, just because I have two kids. I'm not dealing with those little like
and
the plastic.
You have to clean them.
I can't imagine.
No.
It brings back these awful memories when I had this porch potty on like my porch when we used to live in the condo for the dogs.
I was like, for yourself?
No, not myself. It's basically like fake grass.
Yeah.
And the fake grass, after a while, would start to stink so bad. And so our condo didn't have a drain for the pee to go down. So usually, like, you can just have a little hose and then put it into whatever drain system you have on your balcony.
Oh.
But ours didn't have that because it, like, was one of those slope. It just naturally had a slope.
Yeah.
So anyways, it would give you then the other option was you would have, like, a bucket underneath the porch potty that would collect all the urine. And then once a week, you would take that urine and you'd go dump it in. To your toilet.
I don't like that.
Or not your sink.
No.
So you'd go to your toilet, which was across the dining room, across the living room, into the hallway. Do you remember my old condo?
I never went to your condo.
You never saw my old condo.
I
anyways.
I became friends with you when you were at that other house.
Wow. So
that's gross.
So yeah, and I would carry this bucket, and it would be like wobbly, and I'd be
like a rectangle. Yes, so it
literally would like not be stable, and I'm like,
oh my god!
And I would get all the way to the bathroom, and I'd flush it down the toilet. I was like, this is disgusting. So then we graduated, and we're like, forget this fake grass. We're getting real sod, and these dogs lived the bougiest life in this condo because I had actual sod that got delivered every week or every other week. And it's just like a square.
So that you could just toss it?
Yeah, so toss it. So then that you didn't need the drain anymore because it would just absorb into the dirt, blah, blah, blah.
I get it.
But like,
you don't need to go back to the like pots of pee situation.
And poop?
Oh, I really, this is why I can't be a mom right now.
So then you get the poop and then you throw it in the toilet and then it's smeared with poop. And so then you have to clean it in your sink where you brush your teeth. Like,
nope.
There has to be an easier way. So for us, we just decided to do the toilet on top of the toilet seat.
Yes.
Wish me luck. We'll see how it goes. It's a little early still for us because they're only 19 months old, and we'll see how it goes. We'll get through the holidays and then maybe, you know, kick it into high gear in 2020.
Sure. I don't know. Who knows?
So much. And the blueberry's still stuck in my tooth,
by
the way.
I'm sorry. But speaking of holidays, Thanksgiving, it's coming up. So, like, what is Thanksgiving like for you guys now versus last year when they were tiny? And before kids.
It's
like, is it much different or no?
It's exciting and stressful at the same time.
Okay.
Because last year, they were so little that they didn't move around.
Right.
So
someone was holding them or they were napping.
Yes, exactly. So you really kind of just like. But then it's funny because last year I was like, oh my gosh, I wish they did more. Like,
yeah,
they're so boring.
You're so boring.
No. So it's a catch 22 because I remember them being like, oh my God, it's almost like, should we even do Christmas presents for them last year? Because they're not going to remember. And then I panicked last minute and I got them stuff like on the 23rd of December. And it's exciting. But in my head, I'm like, we're doing Thanksgiving at my brother's house. His house is the most unkid-friendly home there is. I'm telling you, I'm not even exaggerating when I say he has four stories because he lives in Seal Beach. So these homes are like narrow and tall.
Yeah.
And so there's so many stairs in this house and like tile floors and just like dangerous corners.
Right.
So I'm not going to be relaxed the whole time we're there. And I have to figure out like where they're going to sit when we eat dinner and like what we do. And then like plan out their naps. And like, it's just.
Does nap time come before you even go down, or do you drive down, do the nap, and then?
I think we nap at home so we can get a solid nap, and then they'll wake up at like 2:30 or 3, and then we'll just go straight to my brother.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Do like that weird midday Thanksgiving.
I don't know. It would be nice if we actually got there around 2, but I think realistically we'll just get there probably right when it's time to eat, and then we'll eat and then hang for a minute, and then just got to go to my parents' house and put them down by like 8 or 8:30 at the latest.
Oh, yeah.
They usually go to bed at like 7, 7:30, but I'll extend it.
Right.
And then it's a whole thing. And then we're sleeping out of the house. They don't sleep well. They don't have, like, you know, it's like the sound machine. Yeah. It's just like a whole thing. It's really tough. It's really tough sleeping out when, like, right. Now that they're older. Because now, like, they're literally, like, aware of so much. And any little thing will wake them up. And then they're like, where am I? And
are you doing sleep away for multiple nights?
Right now, it's just one night.
Just Thursday night.
And then, well, everything's going to change. Because, like, apparently it's raining next week.
Yeah.
I was putting like a big monkey wrench.
And like going to do a Duffy boat.
I know. We were going to do a Duffy boat on Friday and like it's looking like there's rain, but like hopefully that all shifts. So
yeah.
Cross your fingers for us here in California. We have it real rough with the weather.
You know, it's going to rain where I'm going for Thanksgiving too. And we always do our Thanksgiving outside.
Really?
Because it's usually so nice. We have this beautiful, huge table.
Oh, yeah. Because you're in Los Gatos or up north and October, November is like your guys' summer.
It's like,
right?
I mean, yeah, it's really nice. And then, like, November is when it just gets, like, cool, but, like, beautiful.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, this year we definitely have to do it inside.
That's a buzzkill. I would be panicked because 2 years ago we hosted Thanksgiving and we did it all outside. And I would be panicked if I was hosting something this year because,
Also, that was when you did your gender reveal to your family.
I know. That was so excited. And here's a kicker. I don't know if I've ever said it on the podcast, but we were not 100% certain if it was a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Because the doctor, we had gone to see our doctor like the day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
And he told us he was 98% sure it was a girl.
So but wasn't there something you couldn't, something?
Yeah. Like the way she was facing, like.
She was turned around.
She was turned around. And so he was like, usually you look for like the three lines and that like confirms a vagina.
Perfect.
And so, I mean, Maxon's was like clear as day. Plus, we had done the blood work, so we knew we were having a boy.
Right.
But boy genes have the same genes as the girls, and then plus another one. I forget
it was
now.
Basically you were either having two boys or one of them was a girl.
Yes.
Yes.
So then we go to the ultrasound. I was like so excited to find out if it was a girl or boy. And he was like, the baby's like just turned in an awkward position. Yeah. Like, the butt was always like wherever he was trying to measure it or whatever. And he was just like, all right. He's like, I think I got a clear shot here. I think it's a girl. 98% sure. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, he's like, but you know, there's always that one chance. And I'm like, what? Like,
so, I don't want to tell people and then be wrong.
I know. But also it was super early. Like I wasn't even supposed to know for a few more weeks to really confirm it. But I was just like pressuring him.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on. I know you know.
I want to know.
Tell me now. So he was like, okay. He's like, I am confident to say I'm 98% sure. I'm like, well, that's a high percentage. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
And then we still like were a little stressed about it. So we're like, let's go get one of those 3D ultrasounds. So we did that literally that day or maybe the day before Thanksgiving. It was all like within days.
Within that, yeah.
And we go to this like random strip mall. Like
what?
Super like ghetto. And this girl barely speaks English. And she was just like, oh, come here, blah, 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 whatever. And she takes the images and she's like, yeah, you know, it's like the same thing. We couldn't get a good, clear shot. But,
so you went and did
but
this.
Then she was like, I see the three lines. So we were like, all right, let's just go with it. And it's just our family. And if we're wrong, then we're wrong. Like, who cares? So we were right.
I do recall I came over, I guess, a couple of days after and you had the two balloons.
Oh, yeah.
It's a boy and it's a girl. And the best part is, I didn't read anything into it. I thought someone was just like, because who knows? And then you sold yourself out. You were like, you saw the balloons. You know what we're having.
I put them in the closet.
Yeah. I was like, dude, I wouldn't have thought anything of it.
Because I wasn't doing the reveal
on the air,
for months. I wasn't going to do it until we got back from the holidays.
Oh,
because Thanksgiving, we hadn't even announced it on. We haven't even announced our pregnancy publicly.
By Thanksgiving?
No, because I remember I did it the day of Jingle Ball. Or that week of Jingle Ball?
Oh, it was that week. You're right.
So we did Thanksgiving. We came back on the air that Monday after Thanksgiving, which was the week of Jingle Ball. Yeah. And then that Monday, I announced I was pregnant with twins.
That's right.
And so nobody knew anything except for the people that knew I was pregnant, quote, including you. You didn't know it was twins, right?
No. So my timeline of the balloons must be off. I must have come right after you announced. But the balloons were there still. And you were like, that was from our gender reveal. But yeah, no, I didn't know it was twins until you said it on air. And I effing lost it.
So yeah, I mean, back to Thanksgiving and holidays with little ones.
Sorry,
it's like,
was just
no, it was nice. It was a nice trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see them interact with family now that they're older. I mean, they do have younger cousins that are Michael's sister's boy is 4.
That's cute.
And then Reese's 10, so it's like a big
how
jump.
How old is your brother's youngest?
Oh, you're right. I forgot about Isaac. He's 8.
Why am I here? For this.
For this exact reason. Otherwise, I would do a podcast with absolutely incorrect facts at
just
all
like
times.
Just stating things like, I don't have any nephews.
Just fake news after fake news. So we'll see how it all
ends. It's going to be cute. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. And I'm excited for, you know, them to open presents this year because it's going to be a whole new thing.
For Christmas?
Yeah, for sure.
Not Thanksgiving presents.
No, please.
I'm just double checking to see if any questions came out on Twitter before we're done.
Well, while you're doing that, I will answer Marlene and everybody else who hit me up on my DMs.
Like the most amount of people I've ever seen ask you about something.
Right now, it's so intense, you guys. And I'm like the worst with the replying. It gives me anxiety. Instagram really, Instagram really gives me anxiety. It's so weird. I got these swings on Amazon, and they're called Monkey and Mouse.
Everything you get is from Amazon.
I mean, that's the future we live in. Blueberry's still in my tooth, by the way.
Gosh.
I got them on Amazon. They were like $59 each, and I shopped around. This one had, I think, it had decent reviews, or maybe it didn't. I forget. But I like them. They're really cool, and they can hold up to 110 pounds. And I see you pointing.
Yeah, sorry, I was pointing to the roof, which doesn't help on
but
a podcast.
But I can read your mind. I know what you're trying to tell me is how did you put them up there? Yeah, so we have a huge roof pergola that we added.
It's a full roof. So,
So it's like an actual roof, and like it's a solid beam that goes across. I would say maybe 14 feet across. Mm-hmm. So it's super sturdy, and so we bolted them into that beam. It's essentially our own made up swing set.
It's so good.
And we just did that because of space, because we're against a hill, and so our backyard is like 3 tiers. Like I said, the pool is on a different level. So the level that we have down on like the ground level is slightly smaller, but it's enough to fit like our table and some patio furniture and then their little like clubhouse thing with a slide. But I didn't have room for swings. Plus, after I did much research, I realized you can't put a swing set on pavers. It has to be on dirt. It just has to be staked down. I mean, you could if you want to.
Then it would like move.
It would move.
Ooh, scary.
So scary. And so I was just like, what do we do? And that was just the best option because you can just take them off when you're not using them and you don't really notice the brackets up there. And then,
is that so? Because I noticed I didn't see them yesterday.
Yeah.
So they just hook on and then hook off?
They hook on and then they hook off. Yeah. So it's really nice. It's like if we don't want them out, we don't have to have them. Like we took them in when it started raining so that they didn't get wet because they are made of like a canvas fabric or something.
That is so smart.
But they're super cute. They're gray and they're white and they have wood little handles and things like that. I just didn't want a plastic one.
Yeah.
And I wanted to match the backyard. So it looks cute.
Of course.
I'm happy with it.
Well.
And they're happy. They loved it. They like, that's all they want to do is swing. That's why I stopped their gym class because we'd go to the gym class and all they wanted to do was go up and down the slide the whole class
and you're
swing.
Like, guess what? I got it in the backyard now. And we don't need the gym class anymore.
That thing was expensive. Well, I was like, I'm not paying whatever this is. That's another thing with twins, man. I'm starting to see like the double price. Like it's just like our nanny, we got like for like a deal. Like it's not like we paid double of her hours.
Right.
Like it's just like 2 kids, you kind of just add a little bit more. But like when you do these activities, it's like a whole extra kid. It's like, oh, we'll give you 10% off. I'm like, that's nothing when it's you know, almost $100 a month for the kid, or $80 a month for the kids. Like, it's a lot. So anyways.
That's like my gym. You're paying like the price of my gym for your 19.
It's called my gym.
Well, yeah, there you go.
And I don't want to bash them because it's a great facility and they did enjoy their time there. And all of the instructors were super fun and great.
And if you had one, you'd probably still be going.
I know, but I have two and it's just, and the schedules just didn't work out with mine. Yeah. And well, that's it. And you get it. And that's all that. That's all there
is to
it.
And that's all we are at today.
I know. So I have to get out of here because I have so much stuff to do. I'm flying to Chicago. I'm going to this toy convention this weekend. Oh, yeah. And it's going to be really cool because I guess they're going to show us like all these new type of gadgety toys or something like that.
Amazing.
Hopefully I come back with cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll share all that info with you guys when I come back and do a podcast in 2020.
We're for sure doing one before then. My God.
I will promise to try to do one the week of Jingle Ball.
Oh, that's probably unlikely.
But then what? Then we're like done, yo.
No. Okay. We will have at least one show before 2020 because we got to recap the year.
Yeah. We should recap the year. Mm. Oh, my God.
What a year it's been.
It's been quite the year. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for listening. Until next time. And also make sure you subscribe to Twinning with Sisney on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Send your questions in to me on Instagram or Twitter at Sisney, S-I-S-A-N-I-E. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.